Shauger, today, Tyler Benson signs a, you know, I don't know that the money is really all that relevant. He signs a contract for another year with the Edmonton Oilers. It feels like it's always been quickness, speed. Do you think there's enough runway in the summer for him to continue to add to the punch he needs to that stride to be able to get to the puck first?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see, hey? I mean, it's not like that's new for him. We've known that about him since before he was drafted. So you would assume that it's been a real focal point for him, something that he's been working on. And I'd say that so far, he hasn't found the extra few percent that he needs to really push him over the top. Because I think we both agree, Studs, he's got an NHL head, he's got NHL hands. It's just a matter of being able to get there. And so if he's been working on it in previous years and hasn't been able to get there yet, I'm not sure, but I think I mentioned it the other day. I saw he did a video kind of wishing the Elks good luck, and I thought, oh, well, he looks different. Like, he's just, you know, these guys, they hit their mid or their early 20s, and they just kind of, you know, sometimes you can come into your own a little bit physically. So I'm not going to count him out. I don't think it's fair to count him out. Let's wait and see when training camp starts. Let's see how he looks, because Evan Bouchard came in and had done that very thing where you watched him and you went, oh, well, look at that. So guys can do it. Other guys have done it in the past. Jarrett Stoll is another Oiler that did that.
Yeah, see, I know of him. I did coach him for a little bit, like in a very small way. Just try not to make him worse, really. But, you know, I know his work ethic, right? And I know, you know, you hear the way he trains in the summer here and what he does. You know, he's going to do everything he possibly can to make it happen. And I think, you know, it is somewhat difficult. But I think, you know, he if there's a possibility he can do it, I think he can do it. Because let's assume he can get to an average level of what he's acquired. I think he brings something owners don't really have, which is board play and playmaking off the wall that maybe other guys don't have. You know, I don't, like, Cassian doesn't make a lot of plays. When he gets an open ice, he can skate with it, but doesn't make, I wouldn't call him a playmaker. Archibald, same thing. You know, but I think this guy would bring something, especially in that bottom six, is a guy that can make plays off the wall in both the offensive and defensive zone. And man, that's a nice thing to have in that bottom six.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, you know, when you watch him play, and I've watched a bit of him in the American League as well, like, you can see the decision-making and the processor is there. So when he gets the puck, he generally is one of those guys that, you know, he'll do something with it, and you go, oh, that was a really sharp play. That was really smart. You can tell he's got a real good head for the game. The issue is getting himself there in time to grab that puck and have time to let the processor do its thing. I found Bouchard was very, very similar in his first couple of iterations at Oiler camp. It was like he knew what to do with the puck. He just wasn't there in time to give himself that little bit of breathing room. And what changed for him last year was he was getting there just a touch faster, which then allowed that processor to work. And so for Benson, that's really going to be critical, because playmaking on the wall in the defensive zone, right? You earn trust and build reliability with your coach. You make yourself usable. When it comes around your wing, you're smart enough and fast enough to make the right play, and you don't get hemmed into your own zone. So right there, you make yourself more usable. Now, working your way up ice, you don't have to be the guy that leads the rush. But when it comes your way, or when you get a touch pass in the corner off the cycle, do you know where it's going next? Well, Benson's usually a guy that does. It's just making sure he's there fast enough to buy himself that time. In the American Hockey League, he is. He's an excellent American Hockey League player. But that's the difference between the American League and the NHL. And Struds, you probably know this as well as anybody. It's not the same. It's not the same speed professional hockey.
Yeah, and I think as we're joined by Ryan Rashog, what I always thought, it wasn't that maybe it was faster, it was just quicker. Stuff happens so quick. Like, 1 second you're beside your coverage in the defensive zone, you turn away to look, and all of a sudden you go back, all of a sudden Brett Hall's in another area code, tapping at a one-timer. Like, what the hell just happened? Like, I remember sometimes my first few games, I'm like, this is so quick. And then you have to start, you know, cranking up your speed in the way you process the game. And, you know, so I think for Benson, I think it's his feet got to get him there. I think his head knows what to do. His feet have got to get him there. If he can find a way, like, I'm really bullish on this guy. I think that he's unique in that style. Now, the thing you touched about, and this is for other guys on Oilers as well, But the problem I have with guys on the wall is that the guys that do it well make it look easy, and the guys that don't make it look really, really ugly. So I don't think fans really appreciate when you're good at it. It is a skill. It's not just luck. You know, it just doesn't come to you and you just know how to spell every word, right? Like it's a real skill that people don't appreciate.
Yeah, no, I agree. And when you have players that have the smarts to play the game, and you can put more guys with a higher hockey IQ on the ice more often, it's just going to serve you well. But the physicality has to be there. You have to be able to play at an NHL speed, and if you can't, and if you're too far below that speed level, all your other assets are going to not have a chance to be applied. You know, and we've seen it, right? I mean, I've made the comparison before, and I'm not saying this is who he will be, but Anton Lander was an excellent player. He is an excellent player in the American League. He was a smart player with good hockey sense, great leadership, good hands, nice offensive touch. There was lots to like about that player, and his feet prevented him from being an NHL player regularly. And to me, it's just it's an example of that's where the difference is. And so for Benson, he's got to just keep working at it and find a way to overcome that. And I wouldn't count him out. I wouldn't bet against him. But the Oilers certainly have created a lot of competition around him, and rightfully so. They're not relying on him.
Breaking down the world of NHL and the Oilers with Ryan Rashog from TSN. Shogger, you know, the Islanders have had two pretty good years. I think they've gone, if I remember, the conference finals both seasons. And yet this offseason, other than maybe re-signing, you know, some of their own players, they really haven't done much. Well, what is, do you think, if anything, Sweet Lou Lamoriello has underneath his sleeve? Or up his sleeve? Either underneath or up. I'm not sure what the saying is. But
underneath,
you know,
or up? Yeah, I think it's up your sleeve. I think you normally have trick cards up your sleeve. Does he have trick cards up his sleeve? I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just calling him up here. Like, the thing to remember, too, about the Islanders is their run this year was without their captain. It was without Anders Lee. And he's a really important $7 million player for them. He was hurt, didn't play. I mean, their core up front, like Lee, Barzal, Brock Nelson, you know, you really like Pageau, you're bullish on him. Josh Bailey's been there a long time. You know, Matt Martin takes care of business for them on a fourth line. Like pretty good. So I don't know. I guess I just wonder, like, how many pieces are they away from being able to get over the threshold and, you know, really, really push the top tier teams? Because they're a second tier team. Hey, like, they're not among the top couple, but they would be in the next group, don't you think? So is there a ton that needs to happen? You know.
Well, you got to look at it. Like, they lost Jordan Eberle, right? So that's a guy that's 20 goals a year. So, you know, where does that replacement come from? You know, Wahlstrom, I know, was hurt a little bit towards the end, a younger player. You know, Bolivier, they still got to sign him.
Yeah.
You know, Cizikas, I think, is he not still out there? I think he's still roaming free. I might be wrong, but I think he is. So, I mean, they haven't got better, you know, and you're right. You bring Anders Lee back, but he was on the team last year. But, you know, what happens with, Sajak? Do they bring him back after training for him? Or does Zach Parise, does he come there, you know, reunited with Sweet Lou Lamoriello? Like, I don't know. I just look at it like they've been really quiet. I just don't, waiting for?
There were people out there who were thinking that the Parise thing was in the bag already.
Mm-hmm.
And that Lamoriello's just biding his time before he announces. So he's in the middle of negotiations. He's in the middle of talks. He's in the middle of trade talks. He's in the middle of, and he doesn't want anybody to know what his financial position is. And so it's more a strategy of him. And then Lou's one of the ones that could pull that off. Okay, done deal. We're not announcing for 3 weeks. Like, whoa, okay. That maybe he had a few of these in the bag, you know, that Parise might already be done. So I guess we'll wait and see. The Beauvillier one is important. That's an important player for them. I don't know what the number. I'm not even sure where they're at, to be honest with you. That's an important player for them. No, they got some good young defensemen. That Noah Dobson, same draft year as Evan Bouchard, developed a little quicker than Bouchard did. And was a regular here this last year. Real good player, played well in the playoffs. You know, Green's the veteran guy. You know, Pellick, Pulock, Mayfield. Like, I like their blue line. You know, I do. So I don't know if they – do they have a tremendous amount that needs to get done, you know, but with Lee back in the mix, maybe – I don't know. Maybe they add some pieces and there's one sitting there waiting to be done that we haven't heard of yet.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because they just – they weren't good enough to beat Tampa. No one's going to sit and say, man – anyone who watched Islanders is no one going to say, you know, that team underachieved. Like, when you look at their lineup without what I would call a massive superstar, they have, you know, like, no disrespect to Barzal. I think he's a really good player, but I don't have him in a superstar level, at least not yet. Anders Lee, same thing. You know, Brock Nelson, Josh Bailey, Pageau, they have a lot of good players, but they don't have one that's just out of this world. And, you know, I think, you know, you look at the team that's won the Stanley Cup for the last couple of games or seasons. You know, you look at Hedman, you look at Point, you look at Kucherov, Vasilevsky. That's four off the top of my head.
Is that the standard now, though? Like, do you have to, can anybody put that together? I don't know that anybody can put that together. I mean, like, just the star power is insane. Like, just ridiculous what was built there. And, of course, we all know the cap. You know, the cap runaround was a little dicey. But I mean, I just, if you're sitting there going, wow, we couldn't beat the Tampa Bay Lightning, so boy, we really need to rethink the way we're doing business. I don't know, man. I wouldn't beat yourself up too much because you couldn't get past Tampa. Like, Tampa will be depleted this upcoming season. And I don't think you need to overdo it. So you get your captain back. That's a big add. Yes, you lost Eberle. Maybe there's a signing in the works that'll help them replace that. But maybe you don't overdo it. Like, Tampa's not going to be as good. This was a one-year, holy smokes year from Tampa, and last year obviously as well. There'll be some regression there. So if that's the bar, maybe you don't panic and overreact because you couldn't get past them. Like, who could? Who could have gotten past them? You know, they were special this year. So maybe you just don't overreact to that.
But I think that, as we're joined by Ryan Oshog, I think that there's always going to be a Tampa. Like, there's always going to be a really good team, right? So
something like that. Hey,
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not wrong, Sugar, but I'm just thinking, like, there's always, like, the team that wins Stanley Cup is always, well, I think, always special. You know, like, they always have. So let's go back the last couple of years. You know, St. Louis, you know, pretty deep team. Goaltender just really got hot, but a deep defense, big, heavy, strong, they get it done. You can go back to the Chicago Blackhawks, star power all over the place, sick defenseman, good goalie. Yep. Pittsburgh, I don't think I have to say a lot about that. You know, like, they're just every team. So I think when you get to that, when you're talking about, like, the secondary market of top teams, like, you're always like, well, how do we get up there? You know, how do we get up into that spot?
Those are the guys who've been in the cup finals against them, are those types of teams, right? Look at Dallas last year.
Yeah, good point.
Right? I mean, look at the Islanders who banged up against them right towards the end here this year. It's been those other teams that aren't quite there, and that's what the Islanders are. So I take your point. I mean, to win a cup, it needs to be a special team, and I don't recall. I mean, the last time a team won the cup where you're kind of like, meh, you know, maybe St. Louis?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on how you feel about Ryan O'Reilly, you know, and like, I and then, you know, Petrangelo. Like, when I think of that team, I think
that's a pretty good team.
Yeah, well, it is. Then. So, yeah, I mean, I'd probably still take Point over Ryan O'Reilly, but I don't know. He's pretty damn good. Petrangelo or Hedman, you know, Bennington or Vasilevsky, I think that's pretty easy. But, you know, Tarasenko or Kucherov, you know, I think it's Pat Maroon or Pat Maroon. Just kidding. But, you know what I mean? Like, I think that you got it. That's how. So if you're the sweet Lou Amarillo, and he knows it, like, you think of the teams that he won with, Marty Brodeur, Scott Niedermeyer, Scott Stevens, and then everybody else, right? Like, you know, then they you know, Jason Arnott at times in center, all these different guys. So you got to have those top guys to figure it out. And Montreal's good, but I don't know if they have that. Or sorry, not Montreal. Islanders are good, but I just don't think they're there yet. And it may be unfair to say that, and I'm sure other people don't want to hear that. They're Islander fans, but that's how I break it down.
Yeah, you just got to keep building it. But I guess the question for Lamarillo is it just a piece that you go acquire? Is there someone coming that you think will be that guy? How good is Dobson going to be if he continues to develop? Is he just the absolute, you know, linchpin of your blue line, and you give it another year or so as he develops, and now you don't need to go get the other high-priced defenseman? You know, I agree they weren't there. I wonder how much he can do in a year to try and get it done. And it's not like he hasn't been making moves. Like, he's tried in the last few years. He's added some pretty significant pieces. So, yeah, we'll see when the puck drops how much better the lineup is than it is right here on this day. I think that Parise thing is going to happen, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Schauger, I really appreciate your time, buddy. We'll check in tomorrow.
Okay, have a great night, pal.